He's calling, wake up, child. It's your time to shine. You were born for such a time as this, such a time as this.
I dwell with him who has a contrite and broken heart. If I could preach one message throughout the United States other than a message of salvation, it would be humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Break under the hammer of God. Church, we need to repent. The biggest need in the church today among Christians is to be filled mightily with the Holy Spirit. There's too much jockeying for position or starting this program or give me the ministry. If I was on that worship team, I would bring down heaven. No, you wouldn't. You need to be on this altar and crying out to God and let him change you and wreck you.
Thank you for joining us here at Westside Christian Fellowship, located in Leona Valley, California, 1 hour north of Los Angeles.
Today on Regaining Lost Ground, we hear part one of the message titled, The Battle Cry of Isaiah, Awake and Arise. In John 16:33, Jesus declared this, These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Do you feel weary and in defeat? Are you tired of the trials you find yourself in? Please join us today as Pastor Shane charts out our life of triumph over sin. Your victory found exclusively in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We also encourage you to hear more truth from Pastor Shane with the Eidelman Unplugged weekly podcast. And please be sure to follow us on most social media platforms. And now, from Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California, here's Pastor Shane Eidelman.
The title is The Battle Cry of Isaiah. The Battle Cry of Isaiah, Awake and Arise. If I were to choose my top two books of the Bible, they are Isaiah and Jeremiah. My heart resonates with them. Everything is highlighted. I just can't get enough of these prophetic voices. The reason is they parallel with America. It's unbelievable. I mean, before Isaiah 60, you know, you look at Isaiah 57, and God is calling the people out of idolatry. He's saying, you slay your children under the trees, and you chase after the harlots and the prostitutes, and when you cry out for help, let your idols deliver you. And he talks about their idolatry and calling on the name of the Lord. The prophetic books are often not chronological. It's not like exactly this happened here, chapter 57, 58, 59. It's not like a history book, so that makes it difficult. Chapter and verses were only added about 500 years ago. Thank God for that, but that's why you won't see Jesus reference a chapter and a verse. What does he say? It is written. So all these people, negative Nellies that like to email me, where's the chapter and verse? Hey, I'm just following Jesus' example. I'm just preaching from the heart. It is written. It is written. It is written. And when you saturate your mind in the Word of God, sometimes it is written just comes out. And so there's this cry. You see, I see Isaiah 57, you know, he's building up but then he doesn't leave the people there. He says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Did you know that that is Bible preaching sometimes to get a little loud? Isaiah, cry aloud, lift up your voice like a trumpet, let the people know about their sins. And then of course, Isaiah 59 is my hand not short, my ear heavy that I cannot save, but your sins have hid my face from you. And he talks about, people say, but Lord, we're seeking you and you're not answering. We're even fasting and you're not answering. What? We're fasting and you're not answering? What's wrong with the equation? He said, because your heart's not right. You're going through the motions. Anybody been there? Going through the motions. But we're doing these things in honor of you, but my heart is not right. They were oppressing the people. They were taking advantage of the people. They were basically mean and nasty, and they had an attitude very prideful. And God said, this is the fast I have chosen. Loose those bonds of wickedness. loose those and go and help the people, the needy. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Then your light will shine forth. Then you will be called a repairer of the breach. Breach, something is breached in our nation. And I believe we all have many of us have a yearning to make a difference. There's got to be, this is perversion. This is corrupt. This is evil. The only thing a third grader should know about sexual orientation is that girls have cooties. Not all kinds of illicit, perverted things. And you can, I believe we can repair this breach, but it's going to take a lot of humility and brokenness and seeking the heart of God. And then he goes in to say, arise and shine. The glory of the Lord has come upon you. Make a difference. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but what is a battle cry? A battle cry is something that would summon the army to battle. There's a battle cry. And hopefully the enemies would hear that and they would tremble. You can see that. You could hear even in Jericho as they walked around and other spots in the Old Testament. If the Philistines would hear, what is that? It sounds like the land is shaking because the nation of Israel is praising their God. What is going on? There is a battle cry. And I want to encourage you this morning, you need to get that battle cry back again. Don't be shamed into silence. You see, that's what's happening, correct? We come against something. Hey, this isn't right. Homophobe, narrow-minded, white supremacist, nationalism, Zionist. What are the? I don't even know what you're. I'm just reading the Bible. I'm just preaching the Bible. But see, if they can shame you, they think they can silence you. We can be proud about America and not be called a nationalist. We can be proud about what God has done in our nation and with our families. We can point out sin and not be called names, but be ready, because it's only going to increase. Do not be shamed into silence. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard because it hurts a little bit. But I'm not that kind of person. But I'm not that. Why are you calling me that? Because see, if they can discredit you, they can discredit the message. That's what this is about in our nation. Discredit the messenger, then I don't have to embrace the message. And the media does a darn good job at that as well. But before there's a heart cry, before there's a battle cry, there must be a heart cry. Many Christians are angry, are we not? But we're still arrogant. No yups for that one. I couldn't resist. Well, that was great. Many Christians are angry, but we're still arrogant. We're wound up, but we're not worshipers. And we're haughty, but we're not holy. Funny side story. Haughty, you know, prideful. H-A-U-G-H-T. Before I sent my article that you guys have to an editor, and they said, hey, I don't think you meant this. I spelled it haughty, H-O-T-T-I-E. And I said, I married a holy haughty, so I'm okay. My kids are, Dad, how do you know what all this means? Because I'm not that old. There's holy haughties, there's baby mama drama, there's lots of things. Okay, let's get serious. 9 a.m., come on. So there is a heart cry first. There's a heart cry. It has to start there. It's good to have a battle cry, but the battle cry actually flows from the heart cry. Awake and arise, make a difference. And God will work, not with an arrogant heart, but with a broken heart. Look at what he does in the life of brokenness. And as I said in chapter 7, he said, you sons of sorcerers, you offsprings of the adulterer, inflaming yourselves. That's where you've heard that word, inflaming. They inflame themselves with gods under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the clefts of the rock. It was abortion back then. So that's when he said, when you cry, let your idols deliver you. And of course, at this point, I know in the minds of some people, and rightly so, and I get this question sometimes, well, Shane, what about grace and love? What about grace and love? Well, just look at Isaiah 55. God says, everyone who thirsts, come to living water and drink freely. If you're thirsty, come to me. And if you seek the Lord, he will find you. See, grace and love, and we talk about that, doesn't erase judgment. They work together in harmony together. That's why Paul would encourage Timothy, preach the whole truth. Preach the word, Timothy. All of the word. And we've crossed a very dangerous line. They crossed a very dangerous line as well. Their blatant sin demanded a strong rebuke. Can we all agree with that? That we need a spanking from God. Our nation needs a spanking. If he could spank anybody, I would direct him to Washington, D.C. or Sacramento. But it's where a person is at, or where and we've done this at the church. There's love and grace, but sometimes you need to pull out the hammer, and they demand, it demands a strong rebuke. Jesus goes in and turns over money, the money changers' tables, and makes a whip and drives them out. It demands a strong rebuke. And I've shared with this before, but you know, God really, I don't know if he's softened, I don't know what even the right word is, but years ago, I was frustrated at my calling. I mean, my mother-in-law is here, she says, well, Shane, let me tell you about Shane. You'll either love him or hate him. Is that true? I mean, so many of you, thank you, we need to hear this. Oh my Lord, I've been changed. And then others, how dare you? You. The conviction is tough, and so you're angering and you're helping. It's hard, and I began to complain. Many years ago, and God would just, but this is what I've called you to do. This is, you're going to be John the Baptist, not John the Beloved. And so once you become comfortable with your calling, doesn't mean you're arrogant. Actually, the bolder you are, the more humble you need to be. And it's a very hard balancing act. I haven't arrived. I'm a work in progress. But I can see why now what God would breaks, because then you can preach with tears in your eyes the difficult truths of the Bible that need to be preached. They need to be, especially now. And now it demands a strong rebuke. And I get frustrated, as do many of you. We look across the landscape, even maybe pastors on TV, and you think we're living in the 1950s. That's all you're just smiling and encouraging and smiling and encouraging. I just talked to a pastor recently and explained the deep state, because there's no deep state. That's all conspiracy theory. Trust me. There are people in highest positions of office that are at odds because they have different world views. When past presidents put people in positions of office, it's no secret who Obama appoints, if those appointees are still in office, it's going to be kingdoms colliding. So this is not conspiracy. If it's true, it's not conspiracy theory. And so we do have this evil underpinning working in all these different facets, and it demands a strong rebuke. And we don't need cowards in our pulpit. We need watchmen again. And there has to be that. But it's difficult. It's challenging. But we must arise again. Arise and shine with the pulpits. Arise and shine with missionaries. Arise and shine with the people inside the pew. Would they arise and shine? Because the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. That word upon in the New Testament is epi. It's a preposition. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you make a difference in the world. That's the only reason I can stand here today, is because the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and he's anointed me. Jesus said, he quoted Isaiah. When Jesus quoted Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the glorious gospel, to set the captives free, to disintegrate wickedness and release those who are bound. And that same anointing can fall on a spirit-filled believer if they surrender their life. Okay, I'm done. I can go on vacation now. You guys are ready. And still, before we get to 60, look at the heart of God. Yes, some strong words, but then in chapter 57, for thus says the high and lofty one, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, I dwell with a contrite and a broken people. The best way to go up is to go down. The best way to be used by God is to be unused by yourself. He says, I dwell with him who has a contrite and broken heart. If I could preach one message throughout the United States other than a message of salvation, it would be humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Break under the hammer of God. Church, we need to repent. The biggest need in the church today among Christians is to be filled mightily with the Holy Spirit. There's too much jockeying for position or starting this program or give me the ministry. If I was on that worship team, I would bring down heaven. No, you wouldn't. You need to be on this altar and crying out to God and let him change you and wreck you. God can change the course of human history through humility. And I can hear it now. Shane, you talk about this topic often. Well, here's the deal. I'll make you a deal. As soon as I see the church humble themselves, I will stop. As soon as I see this altar full at 6 a.m., do you know we have a third service? Doors open at 6 a.m. We just have worship on for an hour and a half. Number one excuse. That's tough. I'm tired. And now we know what the problem is. It should be the opposite. Hungry for God, wanting God to make a difference, seeking God with all of our strength. What does seeking God with all of our strength and all of our heart mean? What does that mean? Does it mean come to church on Sundays when I don't have anything else on my schedule? As long as I get a good parking lot, as long as he's done within a certain amount of time so I can feed King's stomach, is that going to get us through these dire times? I think not. What happened in Isaiah's day and what happened in our day? They crossed a very dangerous line. Haven't we crossed a very dangerous line? Do you know when they promote reconstructive surgery for 12, 13, 14-year-olds without telling their parents? To change their gender and all the horror stories that are coming out of the sexual perversion and the transgenderism reading to kids in the kindergarten classes and the pornography in the school libraries and the debauchery, a word we don't hear very much, and sexual perversion, and we've crossed that line, not to mention the little children, and there's thunderous applause in New York and California. Now we can now kill a 9-month-old. Praise God. We cross the line, folks. We cross the line. And anytime you cross the line, there is a demand for a strong rebuke. Anytime you cross that line, you see what happens is we confuse God's patience with his approval. And there's a call to love and a call to mercy and a call to grace. And God even said, when you were born, Israel, you were like a newborn little child and laying there in your own blood and going to die. And I cleaned you up and I nursed you and I brought you to my bosom. But then you begin to grow and you rejected me and committed spiritual adultery. And my love and grace would draw you back. And I would send prophets, rising them up early and sending them, but they mocked my messenger. They despised my word. They scoffed at my prophets until the anger of the Lord arose against his own people. And there was a call to mercy, a call to grace. But as we find in Romans 1, as we find throughout scripture, even you keep suppressing the truth, God at some point will say, you want it? You got it. My grace and my mercy abounds and it's still here. But at some point, the judgment hand of God must fall and demands a strong rebuke on a nation hell-bent on rejecting him. Amen. But then 57, he switches gears again. He says, thus says the high and lofty one. Just picture that. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. His name is holy. His very nature is holy. His character is holy. He calls us to be holy and come out from among them and be separate, come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And there's a holy splendor about him. Thus says the high and lofty one, you better listen, I dwell, God will dwell with the people with a broken and contrite heart. Could it be if you're disconnected from God, it might be more on you and not him? I dwell, I will be with, I will consume with passion my spirit on him who has a contrite and broken heart. That's the person I want to dwell with. I believe that's what David said. One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired above all else. One thing that I have desired. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart and who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor has he sworn deceitfully. Listen, guys, I came here to tell you this morning, God can change the course of human history through humility. See, many people have a battle cry, but not a heart cry. And if anything breaks my heart more than anything in the church, why I write books, why I fast and preach my heart out and pray, and I'm a work in progress too. Please look to the cross. Don't look to me. Let me get out of the way. He must increase, why I must decrease. But I can at least point you in the right direction. I can at least point you to the right. One thing that breaks my heart more than anything, of course, the salvation of souls. But a lukewarm, timid, cowardly church that has no spiritual power.
He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn to shine. You born for such a time as this. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn to shine. You born for such a time as this. Such a time as this.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane Eidelman with Regaining Lost Ground. It is such a privilege to be on the station and to be able to speak to you each week. And I want to just let you know of an incredible opportunity. We have actually taken all 12 of my books and made them available as free downloads at the church website. The church website is westsidechristianfellowship.org. Again, that's westsidechristianfellowship.org, and it's under free ebooks. So books on revival, books on prayer, books on fasting, even books on health and fitness from a biblical perspective. I've written books to young adults and teenagers, to men, books on marriage and how far our nation has drifted and how we can get back on track and really begin to seek the heart of God again. So all of those books, all 12, are available as free downloads at westsidechristianfellowship.org, and you can send those out to friends, to family in need. Our goal is to get this out to help people in certain areas that they're struggling with. For example, if you like a lot of the messages here from Regaining Lost Ground from Westside Christian Fellowship, the books actually contain a lot of the sermon notes, a lot of the illustrations, a lot of the stories, a lot of the scriptures, a lot of the points. All of those are in the books that you can download for free. The newest one, 40 Days to Reset Your Life and Oh God, Would You Rend the Heavens? They both focus on prayer and fasting and renewal and all these things. They're so vital because without another spiritual awakening, I don't have a lot of hope for our nation, but I have a lot of hope in God. So again, just want to let you know of this incredible opportunity at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks, and you can download the books for free on our church website. And again, this is Pastor Shane Eidelman thanking our listeners again for just the blessing you've been, not only to me, but to our church staff, from the emails coming in and the letters coming in on how God has blessed you powerfully through this program. And that is our prayer, that he keeps doing that and keeps bringing the prodigal sons home, that he restores marriages, and it begins to fill us mightily with his spirit. And we pray, oh God, rend the heavens and come down and visit your people again.
And for all the latest on what God is doing with his ministry here, please be sure to follow us on most social media platforms. Westside Christian Fellowship is located 60 miles north of Los Angeles in Leona Valley, California. Thank you again for listening to today's message of Regaining Lost Ground, where we are reminded daily, times change. Truth does not.
I want to hear the Father when he calls. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn.
such a time as this. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn to shine.
Regaining Lost Ground is sponsored by the generous supporters of the ministries of Westside Christian Fellowship.